Hello and welcome to searchcontentmanagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk about a subject that's kind of been bubbling up to the surface for quite a while now. And we've been talking about it on the site. And it's kind of the convergence of a couple different technology trends that we've been covering. One is mobile, and how mobile devices are changing the digital experience for consumers, for workers in their everyday work experience. And the second is a little bit less well known, but is kind of rising to the surface of late. And that's what is known as personalization or context-aware content or experiences. And we've been addressing both of these trends separately and together on the site. And it's my great pleasure to welcome back Jeff Bach, who today is going to answer some of my questions about micro moments, which is a term from Google. Google's really kind of coined this term now, and how micro moments applies to some of what we've been covering on the site and where it might be headed. So Jeff, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Good to be back, Lauren.
And you turned me on to this Google concept. So let's define it for readers in the sense of what it is from Google's talking about and then what its broader implications might be. What are micro moments?
Well, okay. Micro moments, as you mentioned, is initially a concept that's been coined by Google and applying really to mobile advertisers. Google calls these the I want to know moments, the I want to go moments, the I want to do moments, or I want to buy moments. And I've also been talking about this in terms of mobile, what I call mobilizing the moments of engagement at the point of transaction where work gets done. Now, obviously, these micro moments are bigger than just push advertising, but obviously push advertisers are very interested in them because that's the way you can monetize the experiences on mobile sites. So I think it's essential to see, from my perspective, it's essential to see that these micro moments are steps within a task, within a business process, and we want to be mobilizing these steps by putting data collection in the field and actually coming up with examples where, because we can go out and we can actually get the information in the field and we can bring it back into the field, we can create a much more dynamic, a much more involved and accurate business experience. So these would be cases like field service people doing reporting in the field, taking photos of defects and actually putting them back into the application, or building inspectors who are out reviewing construction for permitting and then being able to actually record what they see and record what they do and have it part of the entire interaction. So it's not anything that involves a clipboard that you can actually now create an electronic environment for. Delivery service pickups. Obviously, FedEx and UPS have been doing this for years, but the technology has gotten so affordable that really anybody can be doing it as well. So I think what's important to realize is that micro moments is not just an advertising concept or something in the consumer marketing environment, but it's actually going to be really relevant for enterprise experiences as well.
So you're setting the stage very nicely for the next thing that I wanted to talk about, which is something that you've been covering for all of 2015, really, and some of 2014, too, I think, which is this question of how context-aware content comes into play. So now let's talk about micro moments, less in the context of advertising, push advertising, but in this context of content producers and publishers. How could they kind of capitalize on micro moments, and what do they need to do technology-wise to kind of get in step to technology-wise to catch up with micro moments and deliver that experience correctly?
Well, I think content publishers and producers need to be doing what they have always been doing in terms of what we've been talking about in terms of managing content. content on websites or managing content for digital experiences. They now just have to add a mobile channel to their entire interaction. So I think there are really three key steps. Number one is that content publishers and producers have to conduct an experience audit to identify the essential moments that should be mobilized. And by essential, I mean these are the high-value moments. You can go through the processes and the experiences that you're trying to communicate and identify where there could be interactions and touch points in the field with people on the go that are going to lead to increased productivity, where the data collection will be of much higher quality, where the entire experience, the entire interaction will be much tighter and more relevant. And so you really want to do this, step back for a second and think about the experiences that you're doing and really continue an experience audit. And then as part of that, the second thing is you want to identify the specific bits of content associated with these micro moments. You really want to drill down and identify very clearly and very succinctly what exactly the content is that you need to bring into the experience that is going to actually transform the experience and build out an entirely more productive and more productive environment. So, for example, consider a fast-growing rural area that really wants to enforce water conservation regulations. And building inspectors and plumbing inspectors just don't have the bandwidth to drive out to all the new construction that's undergoing in these rural areas. But yet, the government and people do want to enforce the water conservation regulations. So, for example, here you could actually develop a mobile app where the contractors themselves would perform the self-inspections and actually add photos and add geographical information to the experience that could then be communicated back to the building inspectors who would do the review and make suggestions. And if they follow up activities, then that could be required as well. So in this case the bits of content is the geolocation and the a photographic record of particular construction, and you can actually build an application that would do that. So and the third part is to really leverage your existing enterprise applications, leverage your existing websites, and then to begin to mobilize it. And this is going to depend on what you have to begin with, what the foundation is, how you've in fact involved, you know, what you've been investing in. A key part is to really begin to enrich the content, to deliver content in context, and we've written quite a bit about the whole way of content enrichment. And then thirdly is to expand upon the enterprise architecture and make sure that your information architecture that you're working on is going to leverage your existing enterprise architecture. So I think the key thing to get started is to realize for people that to make mobile experiences a requirement for existing IT investment plans. This is not coming in from left field. This is something that's really key to driving the business forward.
So let me ask you this, because you know, a lot of our listeners have made heavy investments in, say, a web content management system, marketing automation software, other various technologies that help them kind of home in on their prospects and their customers and tailor messaging, tailor content to them. If they have made these kinds of investments and let's talk about if it's legacy kind of technology, or let's say it's up to date, but maybe they don't have all the pieces in place. What do companies need to think about doing to really deliver kind of a micro moment like experience in 2016?
Well, I think number one to get started to deliver micro moments is I think you have to revisit this whole question of what are called push triggers, the cases where applications are able to push information out to target audiences. Email alerts are already standard fares in most enterprise applications, and so you want to consider where are you doing push and where are you actually sending automatic emails and what that whole mechanism is. And you also then want to consider how you might want to expand the whole push trigger alert environment that you have to include text messaging for time critical incidents and begin to think about how time plays a part in the whole interaction that you're setting up with your target audience. A third step of this expanding on the capabilities of push triggers is to include response links and contextual clues. Something as simple as a URL where somebody can click on it to get more information about their specific information is going to be very, very important. And again, the ability to add contextual clues in these response links are going to depend on the capabilities of your own enterprise application and the kinds of interactions that you're trying to set up. So this is all by way of saying that what you really want to do is to develop the requirements for a true push mobile environment, true push mobile app, but you can really get started right now by looking at your push triggering mechanisms. And then the second thing as part of that is really how you're going to build out your entire personalization strategy and how you're going to personalize the content delivery. We've talked a lot about explicit personalization, which is registration and profiles and dynamic content delivery. This is all part of the time to consider upgrading and really moving your content infrastructure to what I've been calling web content management version 3. And then another aspect of it is the implicit personalization that you can begin to build into your environment through various applications of machine learning. Now, investments in machine learning is a much more long-term kind of thing, but it's time to consider your strategies and ask the question, well, where could machine learning play a role?
And you didn't mention this, but I want to ask whether you think this is a component as well. We've talked a little bit about this previously, this idea of customer journey mapping and kind of anticipating where, you know, points of entry for the customer, what a customer, you know, if a customer starts on an email channel or on a social platform or on the phone, how does that customer travel through other channels as he or she interacts with a company. Does this concept also need to kind of play in to make micro moments work?
Oh, absolutely. Micro moments are steps along a customer journey. And what you want to do is continually refine the customer journey by expanding your ability to deliver content in context. And part of that context is out in the field, which would involve communicating with somebody with a mobile, you know, in a mobile experience. What's interesting about refining the customer journey, though, is also it's not just a one-way push out, but also you want to begin to look at automatic two-way interactions, where let's say beginning with location detection. If you can detect somebody's location, how can you create a better, more personalized interaction? We're all very familiar with location detection in our weather applications, or even in our film, you know, our film applications when we're looking for a movie on a Saturday night. But those are just two examples that come out of the consumer experience. We really want to build that into the enterprise experience as well. So you want to look at where data from mobile sensors and other kinds of mobile contextual clues can actually improve the quality of the customer journey. And then the third part of refining the customer journey is to ask the question, where within the ecosystem, really coming from the back end, can you add content to make it a richer and more conversation in the moment kind of things. So sources available as services such as weather or geospatial information. If you are in a travel management environment, you would want to look at where different kinds of hotel booking engines would come into play. But that's really part of a much larger kind of long-term play. But clearly, I think customer journeys are the way to go.
Well, Jeff, this is a subject of great interest for both of us and one that I imagine we'll be watching over the course of this year. So thank you so much for joining us today and shedding some light on this topic.
Thank you very much. I look forward to continuing our conversation as always.
As always, yes. And we'll actually be featuring a piece by Jeff Bach later in February on context-aware content, so that will also converge with some of what we've discussed here today. And you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com for more on context-aware content, personalization, and web content management. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.